This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas, filling in for Antonia Gonzalez. Native American Food Sovereignty Alliance recently announced the appointment of Ted Wright as its new executive director. Wright has brought over 25 years of extensive leadership experience within tribal organizations and educational institutions, and has previously held numerous executive roles, including his service as the executive director for the Native Village of Eyak and Spokane Tribe of Indians, among others. In a statement, Chair of NAFSA's Leadership Council, Daniel Cornelius, said, quote, "Ted is uniquely qualified to lead NAFSA in this pivotal time. His deep understanding of tribal sovereignty and his proactive approach to leadership will be invaluable as we move forward with our mission to empower tribal communities through enhanced food sovereignty," end quote. Wright's immediate focus as executive director will be to guide NAFSA through its next phase of strategic initiatives, which includes stabilizing and deepening the understanding of its mission and increasing the impact on tribal communities. Wright said in a statement, quote, "I am honored to join NAFSA and contribute to an organization that is doing such critical work for food sovereignty. I look forward to working with our communities to fortify our food systems and ensure that our tribal nations can flourish for generations to come," end quote. Plans for his leadership include significant recruitment efforts for new board members and organizing impactful in-person meetings scheduled for the upcoming summer and fall. The Mashantucket Peacock Museum and Research Center in Connecticut has reopened after construction. The museum's organizers say it uses westernized museum practices and indigenized them. KMBA's Hannah Bissett has more.
The Mashantucket Peacock Museum opened its doors on August 11, 1998. It's tribally owned and operated, and according to the museum, it's the largest native-owned museum in the world. The museum covers around 20,000 years of history. The head of education for the museum is Nakai Clearwater Northrup, spoke about the new improvements and the mission of the museum.
Typically, the losers of the wars don't get to tell their stories. Other people get to write their histories for them, and we get to really combat that.
Originally, the renovations were architectural.
We've redone seating in our auditoriums. We have a 320-seat auditorium where we run larger programs.
The museum was also able to improve in other ways.
Revamped our witness film, which talks about the Pequot War. And if you came and saw it in the past 25 years, it was really grainy and it was literally actually running on film. So we've had it digitized and it's clear. It looks great.
Northrup says that the museum is also taking the renovations as a time to focus on repatriation and revitalization of language.
People would donate a lot of things, or they would just come and bring it here and we'd house it here. And we're looking at a lot of these things now and like, well, we really shouldn't have this, and we have the ability to return and repatriate items back to communities.
Northrup says repatriation falls under their four values: trust, relationship, balance, and decolonization. Continuing their mission, Northrup says that decolonization within museum science practices is significant for them, from the ways visitors can interact with exhibits to other traditions.
And just how we start the day, we're able to participate in ceremony. We have our family, tribal community here, hosting events.
This decolonization also takes the form of farmers markets, powwows, and other community-led educational programs. Along with this, Northrup and the renovations opened up the pathway for youth to learn more about the museum and what it has to offer.
To have the next generation here being able to come soak up information and for us to have the awesome opportunity to continue to share our story and our history.
I'm Hannah Bissett.
And I'm Jill Freitas.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing millions of dollars of scholarships to Native students every year. Applications are accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org or by phone at 800-766-FUND.
Support by the National Indian Education Association's 55th Convention and Trade Show held in Palm Springs starting October 9th. Education Sovereignty, a Declaration of Change. Early bird registration deadline is August 2nd at niea.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.